weekend this weekend in Montreal. Perhaps the biggest music festival of the summer is happening this week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Parc Jean Drapeau. And we've got Phil from Eventco here to talk about Oceaga. Hey, Phil.
How's it going?
Hello, Philly.
Long time no see.
I know.
Glad to be back.
So Eventco basically puts on Oceaga. Like, you guys are in charge of running the show.
Correct. We, over the years, we made it better and bigger. And glad to say that we're one of the biggest music festivals in the country.
When do you start planning for Oceaga? Is it like the day after?
The following day.
Yeah.
No, maybe not the following day. We already start planning. We're in our postmortems, what went well, what didn't go well, and how can we make the most, number one, fan experience better, and then how, as an organization, how we can get better.
Like, would you have any idea right now who would be coming in 2020, for example? Are you guys brainstorming?
Yeah, I don't have names right now on my level, but for sure, our booking team works all weekend. So very by the end of Oceaga this year, we already have a couple names for 2020.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of big names, I know, Phil, you deal a lot with some of the biggest artists that come through the festival. And so you get to deal with these guys like one-on-one on a personal level. What are some of the things you have to deal with when you're dealing with the biggest music stars in the world that come to Montreal for this festival?
Yeah, so we have to keep in mind that they love Oceaga. They are so happy to come to Oceaga.
It's a party.
Mostly because of our artist world, which is very exclusive, dedicated for the artists. So it's kind of a zone, a quiet zone, where they get to just chill. There's amazing food from Chuck and Danny, which I know Jeremy White went to try it out.
We've got a really cool video, actually, with Jeremy White with Chuck and Danny. So check it out on our Facebook page, the Beat 92.5. It's a really cool video.
Actually, there's a couple of artists that try to have a couple days off at the same time.
Yeah.
Just because, number one, the festival's awesome, but also Montreal is awesome.
And who are you really excited to see this year?
There's many of them, but I'm very excited to see Childish Gambino.
Yes.
I think that's going to be really awesome.
Yep.
And right before that, Tame Impala, who headlined Coachella, by the way.
Oh, really?
So we have a Coachella headliner, not as a headliner on the festival.
Opening for somebody else.
But it's going to be awesome. Tame Impala is always really good.
I just quickly wanted to touch on the fact that every year the festival seems to outdo do itself, and the music is one part of it, but when you get to see the artwork that happens and the design, there's so much that goes into creating this festival world. What are some of the things we can look forward to this year that, like, bigger and better from last year? What have you guys improved on? What can we look forward to?
Well, major improvement this year is going back to the original site on L'Île Sainte-Hélène. So we're leaving L'Île Notre-Dame and we're going back to the OG site. So we're really excited for that because it looks amazing. So we just finished Heavy Montreal and just being on that site and look, you know, having to work behind the scenes, and even for the fans, like, it looks way more spaced out, way more accessible. I'm looking forward to the Oceaga fans to look into that. There's a lot of stuff that goes behind it. We're 4,500 people working on site at
Oceaga. That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
You got your own small little city
working.
And Phil's the mayor.
There you go.
So it's a hot ticket.
Did we vote you in or did you just, like, make yourself
the
mayor?
Yeah, there was no election.
It's just happened.
Vote for Phil. Vote for Phil.
Well, this is really, really cool. Phil has come bearing gifts. We've got a pair of general admission passes for this weekend, Oceaga. They could be yours. Shoot us a text to 92925. Those passes can be yours. Phil, thanks so much for coming
in. Thank you, guys. We look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Can't
thanks,
wait.
Phil. Bye, have a great
guys.
Festival.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I've been to